time.
Actually, it started a couple of years ago with the first film adapted from the wildly popular Twilight romance novels written by Stephanie Meyer. The saga continued last year with New Moon, and now in Eclipse, headstrong high school student Bella Swan affirms her love for classmate Edward Cullen, a soulful and very pale teenager. Of course, Edward is really more than a century old, but as a vampire, he remains eternally young. As if that weren't enough of an obstacle to their relationship, there's also her lifelong best friend, Jacob Black. Not only is he jealous, he's also a werewolf, sworn enemy to all vampires.
If you ever touch her against her will again...
Don't do this!
She's not sure what she wants.
Don't do this!
Let me give you a clue.
Wait for her to say the words.
Fine.
And she will.
Jacob, just go, okay?
The rising tensions between Edward and Jacob must wait, however, because a bigger threat is descending on their mountainside town of Forks, Washington.
Someone's creating an army.
An army of vampires?
They're coming here.
The approaching danger forces an uneasy alliance between the wolves and the undead vampires.
They're after Bella? What the hell does this mean?
It's an ugly fight. With lives lost.
All right. We're in.
Taylor Lautner co-stars again as Werewolf Jacob, and the now 18-year-old says he has grown along with the character.
Yeah, Jacob definitely matures quite a bit because he's been dealing with his new self now. He's come to know his new self and the situations he's been put in, you know, romantic-wise and... I mean, a lot of stuff. He deals with a lot. He becomes frustrated in this one a little bit because he gets this close all the time and then gets told no over and over again. So it's quite a bummer, but he's persistent.
Why haven't you called me back?
I had nothing to say.
Well, I have tons. Hold on.
Hey. Oh.
Edward, you have to trust me.
I do trust you. It's him I don't trust.
Robert Pattinson is Edward, and the English-born actor likes the freedom this latest film gave him to go deeper into the character and his predicament.
His flaws, I think, in the first two movies, well, just earlier on in the story, were just caused by his sort of dislocation from reality. And so when he finds one thing to hold on to, he just, you know, that's where the possessiveness comes from. And I think... as the series goes on, he accepts more and more that he's part of the contemporary world. And I think all the things that were deemed to be flaws before start fading away. I mean, that's how I'm trying to play it. I mean, I think he's coming out of his shell a bit in Eclipse.
Torn between the two young men is Kristen Stewart, returning as Bella. She knows that to stay with Edward means she must give up her mortal life and become a vampire, too.
She's pushed to the point where... the decision needs to be made in this one, but she does that in each movie. And what's cool is that things change, and as certain as she is sometimes, and as absolutely gung-ho and young and courageous and brave, she's also willing to take a step back and go, okay, I'm gonna reconsider my options and reconsider how I'm treating everybody, because she, you know, acknowledges that she's being a little bit selfish. And she makes the choice. But I feel like the choice has been made, like, as soon as she sees him in the first one, it's done. But it's hard for her to get to the point where everyone is going to accept that. And this is the one that it sort of happens in.
Bella, I envy you.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. You have a choice. I didn't. None of us did, but you do, and you're choosing wrong.
English-born filmmaker David Slade directs this third film in the series, and like his two predecessors, he says the big challenge was to include everything that fans of the books want to see.
I think sticking to the emotional character arc was the most important thing, yet we had so much story to tell, and it was great story. I think the hardest thing was combining those two things and then figuring out what the hell we were going to jettison. And that went from pre-production... through shooting, through editorial, how do we get this down into a movie and still have all the salient points, not detract from the main story and pay respect to the source material? It's the dichotomy between such great content and story and, you know, how you shave off without hurting.
Jacob, what are you doing?
I'm here to warn you.
Just leave. Now.
It is not over yet. The Twilight Saga continues with the adaptation of the final book, Breaking Dawn, which is being divided into two more films, the first of which will be in theaters in 2011. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.